Intellectual chap, and think of things that would astonish you. I often think it's comical, la la la, la la la, how nature always does contrive, la 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 la, that every boy and every gal that's born into the world alive is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa la la, fa la la, is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa la la. When in that house MPs divide, if they've a brain and cerebellum too, they've got to leave that brain outside and vote just as their leaders tell them to. But then the prospect of a lot of dull MPs in close proximity, all thinking for themselves, is what no man can face with equanimity. Then let's rejoice with loud fa-la, fa-la-la, fa-la-la, how nature always does contrive, fa-la-la-la, that every boy and every gal that's born into the world alive is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa-la-la, fa-la-la, is either a little liberal or else a little conservative. Fa-la-la.
Dogs.
I suppose it must.
I don't want to say a word against brains, I have a great deal of respect for brains. I often wish I had some myself. But with the House of Peers composed exclusively of persons of intellect, what's to become of the House of Commons?
I never thought of that.
This comes of women interfering in politics. Oh, it so happens that if there is an institution in all of Great Britain which is not susceptible to any improvement at all, it is the House of Peers. When Britain really ruled the waves in good Queen Bertha's time, the House of Peers made no pretense to intellectual eminence or scholarship sublime.
company of the Grenadier Guards.
You're a very fine fellow.
I am generally admired.